Another great one, Jack Benny. While he was alive, Jack Benny entertained millions as a perennial 39-year-old, famous for his stinginess. But there was a lot more to the man. He was a loving father and a devoted husband. Now the private Jack Benny is being revealed in a new book.
Pardon me, are you the floor walker here?
Well, what do you think I am with this carnation? A float in the Rose Parade?
Jack Benny was the ultimate straight man, a comic master of reaction. Now his daughter Joan is coming out with a book of fond remembrances of her father titled Sunday Nights at 7, the time millions tuned into him on radio, sometimes with his wife and co-performer Mary Livingston. The book is mostly pleasant memories of being raised by her mother and father in this house in Beverly Hills. However, Joan says Jack could be self-centered and recalls the time he took a trip to a Caribbean island where no one had ever seen his show.
Nobody stopped him and asked him for his autograph. Nobody recognized him, and he came home the next day. He didn't like that. He did have a star's ego.
As for Benny's off-key violin, Joan says he played it badly at the start of his career. When a manager told him not to bring it on stage anymore, the result became his trademark.
The mannerisms that my father became so famous for, the crossed hands, the hand up here, it all started when he was told to leave the violin off stage. He didn't know what to do with his hands.
Jack Benny died in 1974, one of the most beloved comedians of all time.
On the plaque at the cemetery, it simply says, "Here lies a gentleman." And it's the most perfect description of him you could have.
Sunday Nights at 7 is in bookstores today.